4 years after the White Rock Lake wildfire devastated parts of the West Side, a book documenting the event continues to generate funds for recovery and firefighting in the area. The book, Smoke and Ash: Reflections on the 2021 Vernon, BC Area Fires, has been selling for the last few years, and its creators have recently donated $2,000 worth of proceeds to both Northwest Side Fire Rescue Society and the Okanagan Indian Band, OKIB, Revolvery Fund. This brings the total donated over 3 years to $14,000. The book is a collaboration of 40 Okanagan residents who witnessed or were affected by the crisis and who submitted paintings, poems, photos, and quotes. Heather Clay designed the book, with backing from Virginia Dancero and Sue Urquhart, who solicited and selected the materials from community members which made up the book's contents. Over a dozen local sponsors donated towards getting the book printed. Smoke and Ash surfaced in April 2022 while Vernon was still reeling from the White Rock Lake wildfire, which demolished 80 homes and one business in the vicinity of West Side Road. The flames, smoke and trauma, still fresh in people's minds, reappeared in the book's pages. For some, it was a reliving of the crisis. Others saw it as a record to turn to when discussing the crisis with friends and relatives. Much has been learned since 2021. Indigenous experts have been called in to teach ancient practices of fire prevention, and numerous firefighters have been recruited and trained. 11 years ago, we had 3 firefighters. Now there are 17 trained and certified at Station 102 and 15 at Station 101, said Deputy Chief Sean Barnes of Northwest Side Fire Rescue. Mike Doherty, Deputy Chief of the OKIB Fire Hall, added, "We have 20 certified officers and 10 auxiliary people to call on. We practice various scenarios and do efficiency exercises for medical calls, motor vehicle incidents and grass, bush and forest fires. As well, we structure fire operations, like Operation Chain Gang, twice weekly." He points out that the crew must maintain their skills and be constantly ready. The smoke and ash funds have been well utilized. OKIB put the first 2 donations towards the rebuilding of 9 lost homes. Usage of the 3rd donation is pending. Northwest Side Search and Rescue have and will be funding special programs to enhance their crew's ability to better serve and protect their community. The firefighting representatives emphasized the importance of fire smart techniques, grab-and-go bags, clearance of flammable debris near homes, and distancing trees and shrubs. Barnes suggests homeowners request a fire smart assessment followed up with an application for a $1,000 government grant to help with cleanup costs. In his jurisdiction, 25 homeowners have applied and received the grant.